From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More people are still losing jobs faster than they're finding them. This morning, the Labor Department released its September employment report. 95,000 jobs went away last month and kept the unemployment rate stuck at 9.6%. It was discouraging news to President Obama just weeks away from a tough midterm election for his Democratic Party. While touring a small business outside Washington, D.C. today, the president reacted to the latest economic news and said that the small business sector is still vital to job growth.
Now, small businesses like this one are the bricks and blocks of our entire economy. And over the past 2 years, my administration has been doing everything we can to help encourage more success stories like this, because it is small businesses that will power our growth and put our people back to work.
Stocks have been dancing around the 11,000 mark for much of the day, with investors confident the Federal Reserve will take additional steps to protect economic recovery. At last check, the Dow was up 55 points at 11,003, NASDAQ up 18 at 2402, and the S&P 500 gaining 7 points at 1165. The world's most prominent peace activists are hailing this year's winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, jailed Chinese political activist Liu Xiaobo. The Academy describes Liu as the foremost symbol of the struggle for human rights in China. He's serving an 11-year prison sentence on subversion charges. His wife, Liu Xia, told the BBC through an interpreter that her husband is committed to a lifelong struggle for human dignity.
He says that for the last 20 years, he's had a responsibility and duty, and he'll carry on regardless of whether or not the government allows him to speak. Liu Xiaobo believes we might never achieve our dreams, but we have to continue striving in order to earn our dignity.
China, meanwhile, is accusing the Nobel Committee of awarding a criminal. Chilean rescuers could be hours away from completing drilling of an escape shaft to reach 33 miners who've been trapped underground for more than 2 months. Mining Minister Lawrence Gulborn.
We should break in the next, within the next 24 hours.
Gulborn spearheading the rescue effort. Two Hamas militants have been killed in an Israeli raid in the West Bank city of Hebron. More from NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
In the early hours of the morning, Israeli soldiers surrounded the house in Hebron where the suspects were holed up. According to the army, the two men were high-level Hamas operatives. The IDF also said they refused to surrender and attacked the soldiers. The IDF, in return, retaliated, killing the two men. Hamas's military wing, the Al-Qassam Brigades, issued a statement threatening to avenge the deaths. Hamas has confirmed that the two militants were high-level members of their armed wing. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
From Washington, this is NPR News. The White House is losing another senior aide. National Security Advisor General James Jones is resigning after spending nearly 2 years in that position. Today he credited President Obama with bringing the country a long way in the last 2 years. Jones' deputy Tom Donilon will take over as National Security Advisor. A fifth person, make that a seventh person, has died as the result of the spill of red toxic sludge from a Hungarian aluminum factory. More remain in serious condition. The Hungarian government says it has prevented most of the pollution from reaching the Danube River. But as Larry Miller reports from London, the EU is taking a wait-and-see approach.
The European Commission's environmental spokesman says there's still the risk the sludge could spill into the Danube and through to neighboring countries. Joe Hennen says there's great concern, and EU experts are heading for Hungary to advise on decontamination and containment. While Hungary's prime minister insists the situation is under control, Hennen says the EU is only cautiously optimistic.
But I don't think anybody should be sitting back and taking anything for granted, and I don't think anybody will.
Hennen says under European regulations, the aluminum factory must pay spill-related costs, with the Hungarian government ultimately responsible. The volume of the sludge is almost as much as the oil that spilled into the Gulf. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
California is a big step closer to ending its record 100-day run without a budget. State lawmakers have approved legislation aimed at closing a $19 billion deficit in that state. The bill is now headed to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger for his signature. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.